Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
ECISD becomes first in Texas to have registered principal apprenticeship. Ector County ISD leaders announced Wednesday. The school district is now the first in Texas to have a registered apprenticeship program for K-12 principals. This apprenticeship is a high-quality career pathway where principal candidates are in a full-time, paid position while they gain invaluable job experience. Approved and validated by the U.S. Department of Labor, ECISD's registered apprenticeship program will provide mentoring, on-the-job training, principal licensure, and typically an advanced degree, and professional learning to enable aspiring leaders have the skills and knowledge necessary to be effective. This is a tremendous accomplishment for our school district, and it fits nicely with the human capital work we have already started, ECISD Superintendent Scott Murray said in a news release. Since the inception of our strategic plan in 2019, we have invested heavily in recruiting, retaining, and rewarding teachers, and now we are doing the same for our principals. The Principal Incentive Allotment, PIA, which provides additional money for the most effective principals, a recently announced Teacher and School Leader federal grant that will provide even more on top of that. The Principal Fellowship with Texas Tech University and the University of Texas Permian Basin are some of the programs already in place to develop leaders for ECISD schools. The Validated Registered Apprenticeship Program gives ECISD access to funding, meaning there is no charge for those in the program. Research is clear, the teacher is the biggest influence on student learning, and the principal is the second biggest influence, added Murray. Great schools are led by great principals, and this registered apprenticeship program will play a key role in developing those great leaders for our schools. In September, ECISD announced the approval of a registered apprenticeship program for teachers. This is a partnership with Odessa College and the University of Texas Permian Basin that will combine the rigorous college classwork with hands-on experience with a highly qualified teacher and financial support. The Registered Apprenticeship Program for Teachers is the newest of 10 talent development pipelines created to grow a pool of talented, highly qualified teachers for ECISD. Phillips 66 Goldsmith honors veterans with donation to Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels of Odessa is excited to announce a partnership with Phillips 66 Goldsmith for Veterans Day. Meals on Wheels of Odessa is hosting a day of service to honor those who served. Those who are enjoying a day off are encouraged to give back to those who have given so much for our country. Phillips 66 team members are adopting several routes to deliver meals. In addition to donating their time, the Phillips 66 Goldsmith team will be presenting Meals on Wheels of Odessa with a $25,000 check. The donation will be used to provide over 6,200 meals to older Odessans who are homebound. I am extremely excited to welcome the team from Phillips 66 Goldsmith to honor veterans in our community on the Meals on Wheels of Odessa Day of Service, Craig Stoker, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels of Odessa, said in a news release. Partnerships like this one with Phillips 66 are critical to the operation of Meals on Wheels of Odessa, and their donation will help provide over 6,200 meals to homebound seniors and disabled members of our community. Meals on Wheels of Odessa serves 82 veterans through our home-delivered meal programs, and we continue to see our numbers increase. I cannot thank Phillips 66 Goldsmith enough for their donation of time and treasure, and I know their team will reap the rewards of serving others. The Veterans Day of Service is open to the public, and anyone who can help deliver a route is invited to register to volunteer online at mowo.org or call 432-333-6451. Volunteerships are available Monday through Friday starting at 10:30. Most routes take less than an hour. Moderate 5.3 magnitude earthquake recorded in sparsely populated western Texas county. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a 5.3 magnitude earthquake was recorded Wednesday in a sparsely populated and remote county in western Texas. The USGS reports the earthquake struck in Loving County shortly before 4:30 a.m., about 23 miles southwest of the unincorporated town of Mentone, about 405 miles west of Dallas. The 5.3 magnitude earthquake is considered a moderate trembler that can damage buildings, according to the USGS. However, no damage or injury was reported. A message left with the county sheriff's office Wednesday morning was not immediately returned. The U.S. Census Bureau reports Loving County, one of the least populated counties in the U.S., had an estimated population of 51 in 2022, and Mentone has a population of about 10. Reports to the USGS said the earthquake was felt as far away as Ferris, Texas, near Dallas, and 437 miles east of Mentone. The earthquake was followed by three other quakes, the strongest of which was recorded at 3.4 magnitude and comes nearly a year after the 5.3 magnitude tremor that was recorded in the same area. Two suspects arrested in connection with shooting. An Odessa man released from the Ector County Jail after posting a $2,000 surety bond in a misdemeanor assault case was arrested 5 days later on a first-degree felony charge in connection with a shooting. According to an Odessa Police Department report, officers received a call about a gunshot victim in the 2700 block of East 8th Street around 2 p.m. Monday. When officers arrived, they found a man with two apparent gunshot wounds to the abdomen. The report stated the gunshot victim and two other witnesses told officers that two men wearing hoodies entered the apartment holding guns and demanding items. They said the suspect in a black hoodie then shot the victim. One of the witnesses identified one of the suspects as Eric Jesus Avila, whom detectives have had previous encounters with. The report stated another of the witnesses identified a known associate of Avila's as the other suspect, Darian Lee Benavidez. Avila and Benavidez were both arrested on suspicion of burglary of a habitation with intent to commit another felony and are being held in the Ector County Jail on surety bonds of $300,000. Benavidez was released from the Ector County Jail November 1st after posting a $2,000 surety bond in a misdemeanor assault case. OPD seizes more than 324 grams of fentanyl pills. Odessa police detectives seized more than 324 grams of fentanyl-laced M30 pills and 13 ounces of marijuana while serving a search warrant Friday night. According to an Odessa Police Department report, detectives from the intelligence unit, armed with a search warrant, forced their way into a home in the 1300 block of East 35th Street near Bel Air Park around 6:30 p.m. Friday. While the detectives made their way inside, drone operators spotted J. Lynn Esparza fleeing from the garage, but she was taken into custody a short time later, the report stated. Detectives found the marijuana and pills in several packages indicating to them they were ready to be sold, the report stated. Esparza was arrested on suspicion of evading arrest, manufacture delivery of a controlled substance in a drug-free zone, and possession of marijuana in a drug-free zone. She remained in custody Wednesday night on surety bonds totaling $66,500. Man accused of purposely running over Odessan. Police officers investigating a shooting ended up arresting an Odessa man for allegedly running over a man with his vehicle. According to an Odessa Police Department report, officers received a report of a gunshot victim in the 500 block of East 35th Street around 11 p.m. Monday. When they arrived, a man said he was shot in the groin while walking home from a convenience store with a friend. The man was taken to the hospital with non-threatening injuries, and officers found a witness. The witness said he was in his truck at 35th Street and Muskingum when he saw a Chevrolet SUV trying to run over two men who split up, the report stated. He said the driver of the Chevy continued to chase one of the men and eventually ran him over before leaving and parking in the alley behind the 2700 block of Center Street. After officers found the Chevy, Charles Whittington approached them and said he'd been approached by two unknown men wearing masks, demanding money, but they left when they found his pockets empty, the report stated. Whittington said one of the men pointed a gun at him, and he tried to call OPD non-emergency number and got an answering machine, according to the report. Whittington told officers he decided to look for the men, found them, and chased one of them after they split up, the report stated. He said after hitting a curb and blowing a tire, he saw the man he had been chasing fall to the ground and then got up and walk away. According to the report, Whittington said he didn't think he actually hit the man. Officers found video surveillance showing the gunshot victim's friend falling to the ground and Whittington driving over the curb and running him over, the report stated. Whittington was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for intentionally and knowingly using his vehicle as a weapon, the report stated. Whittington remained in the Ector County Jail Wednesday night on a $75,000 surety bond.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Midland Health. Let your pulmonologist help you breathe easier. At your local pulmonary clinic, healthcare professionals specialize in ensuring that your lungs are functioning at their best. Pulmonologists, the experts in the field, play a pivotal role in diagnosing, treating, and managing various lung diseases, making the clinic an essential resource for those struggling with respiratory issues. Pulmonologists, the lung experts. A pulmonologist is a medical specialist who focuses on diseases involving the respiratory tract. They're the ones you'd consult if you are facing chronic conditions like asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, or more severe diseases like lung cancer. With their extensive knowledge and training, pulmonologists can provide a comprehensive evaluation of your respiratory system, offer diagnosis, and recommend appropriate treatments. Based on your symptoms and exam findings, a pulmonologist may advise you to get workup like a pulmonary function study, chest x-ray, CT scan of the chest, or even sometimes more advanced tests like bronchoscopy, a closer look into your lungs. Bronchoscopy is one of the primary diagnostic tools pulmonologists use to examine the inside of your lungs and airways. This minimally invasive procedure involves inserting a thin tube equipped with a light and camera, called a bronchoscope, through your nose or mouth, down your throat, and into your lungs while you are given sedative medications. This technique allows doctors to visually inspect your airways for abnormalities, take tissue samples, and remove small amounts of fluid or foreign objects. Bronchoscopy is invaluable for diagnosing various lung conditions and infections, providing insights crucial for determining the best course of treatment. EBUS. Ultrasound-guided precision. Endobronchial ultrasound, EBUS, is a relatively new, sophisticated technique that enhances the traditional bronchoscopy procedure. With EBUS, pulmonologists use ultrasound technology to create detailed images of the lungs and surrounding structures, providing a clear view of hard-to-reach areas. This breakthrough allows for more accurate diagnoses and staging of lung cancer, as well as better assessment of infections and other lung disorders. With the help of EBUS, doctors can perform needle biopsies with exceptional precision, significantly reducing the risk of complications. Robotic bronchoscopy, the future of lung examination. Emerging at the forefront of pulmonary diagnostics is robotic bronchoscopy. This innovative procedure utilizes a robotically controlled bronchoscope that provides pulmonologists unprecedented control and access to distant areas of the lungs. With superior dexterity and stability, robotic bronchoscopy enables doctors to navigate the complex, delicate structures of the respiratory tract with minimal discomfort to the patient. This advanced technology not only facilitates earlier and more accurate diagnosis of lung conditions, but also allows for therapeutic interventions, making it a groundbreaking advancement in pulmonary medicine. Conclusion: breathe easy. Understanding the roles of the pulmonary clinic, pulmonologists, and the state-of-the-art procedures they perform is crucial for anyone facing respiratory health challenges. With the advent of technologies like EBUS and robotic bronchoscopy, these specialists are better equipped than ever to provide accurate diagnoses and effective treatments for various lung conditions. Your local pulmonary clinic stands as a beacon of hope and support for respiratory health, offering the most advanced care led by skilled and compassionate pulmonologists. With these experts at the helm, patients can truly breathe easier, knowing they are in capable hands. DAISY Awards, MMH Awards, Churio Herrera, Chemo Team with DAISY Awards. Kimberly Churio Herrera at Midland Memorial Hospital was recently honored with the DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses. Additionally, the Chemo Team was concurrently awarded the annual DAISY Team Award. Juanita Alcorn, Michaela Daggett, Nicole Arispa, Holly Tarango, and Titalayo Alabinjo all received recognition this month with a special award ceremony. The award is part of the DAISY Foundation's program to recognize the superhuman efforts nurses perform every day, according to Midland Health. Quote, the DAISY Award is a special honor given to extraordinary nurses for the compassionate contributions they make every day, going above and beyond expectations in science and sensitivity, end quote, Midland Health reported. Quote, receiving a DAISY Award means you have made a difference in the life of a patient, family, or a colleague that they will never forget, and you join a worldwide community of extraordinary nurses, nursing faculty, and students, end quote. Kimberly Churio Herrera, a senior 2 LVN in the Orthopedic and Neuro Unit, is a recent honoree for the DAISY Award. She was recognized for her extraordinary work in providing compassionate care and comfort to her patients and their families. A patient said of her, quote, she held our hands and hugged us and loved on our family and our dad, and she was his nurse on the day he passed away. She really made such a difficult time so much easier with her warmth and compassion. We are so thankful for her, end quote. Quote, Kim has consistently demonstrated an unwavering commitment to providing exceptional patient care. While her clinical expertise is admirable, it is the caring and compassion that she exhibits every day that makes an impact for our patients and their families. She tirelessly goes the extra mile to ensure that every patient receives the highest level of care and comfort, and her unwavering support provides solace to a family facing the most challenging moment in their loved one's health care journey. We are so proud to have Kim on our team, end quote, said Dr. Kit Bredemus, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Midland Memorial Hospital. Additionally, the DAISY Team Award recognizes that while an idea to achieve better patient and family outcomes may start with one individual, it often takes an entire team to implement successfully. The DAISY Team Award is designed to honor collaboration by two or more people, led by a nurse, who identify and meet patient and or patient family needs by going above and beyond the traditional role of nursing. This year's winning team was the Chemo Team, a combination of oncology and pharmacy members. Outstanding individuals are Juanita Alcorn, Michaela Daggett, Nicole Arispa, Holly Tarango, and Titalayo Alabinjo. Both departments receive special recognition from Midland Health leaders. Quote, the oncology team plays a pivotal role in the holistic care of cancer patients. Their work is of utmost importance as they are responsible for administering chemotherapy treatments and closely monitoring patients throughout their cancer journey. Their responsibilities extend beyond just medication administration. They provide emotional support, education, and ensure patients and families understand their treatment plans. In the interdisciplinary healthcare setting, they work with many other health professionals to provide excellent care. Working with oncologists to implement treatment protocols, pharmacists to ensure accurate drug preparation, and many more. Their communication and coordination are vital to optimizing patient outcomes. Moreover, the chemotherapy team at MMH bridges the gap between patients and their families, explaining treatment options and side effects. They serve as advocates, offering a compassionate touch during a challenging time. In essence, their dedication showcases teamwork in providing comprehensive cancer care, end quote, Bredema said. The DAISY Award has a 21-year history of success and is an evidence-based form of meaningful recognition. It is an honor to recognize these nurses and pharmacists for their hard work and dedication to providing compassionate care. Bredema said, quote, healthcare is one of the most demanding jobs. It requires long hours, high emotional stress, and complex patient care. Meaningful recognition acknowledges and validates the hard work, dedication, and expertise that nurses bring to their roles every day. Nurses and all healthcare workers deserve to feel appreciated and valued. This motivates us to continue delivering high-quality care in the face of adversity. Organizations that prioritize meaningful recognition tend to have more satisfied staff, better patient outcomes, and a positive culture that fosters innovation to recruit and retain high-caliber nurses, ultimately contributing to their long-term success. At MMH, we recognize that celebrating nurses for their contributions is a simple yet impactful way to support and uplift the nursing profession. Honestly, we can't thank them enough for all they do, so they will continue to find new ways to highlight all the amazing work that goes on here at MMH. Congratulations, Juanita Alcorn, Michaela Daggett, Nicole Arispa, Holly Tarango, and Tidalayo Alabenjo, the OTC, oncology nurses, pharmacists, and Kimberly Churio Herrera for their DAISY Award recognition. Mayo Clinic. Change is needed when talking about dementia. One of the challenges in addressing Alzheimer's disease, dementia, cognitive impairment, and aging is not related to the conditions themselves, but rather the terminology. That's according to Dr. Ronald Peterson, director of the Mayo Clinic Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, who suggests a new framework for dementia nomenclature is needed. Inconsistent use of terms such as Alzheimer's disease and dementia has compromised progress in clinical care, research, and development of therapeutics. Dementia-associated stigma further contributes to inconsistent and imprecise language. Quote, we sometimes use these terms inconsistently. That confuses us as scientists and clinicians. It confuses our patients and our families. So we decided to take a look at that whole issue and see if we could understand the problem and then make some recommendations, end quote, said Peterson. In a recently published paper authored by Dr. Peterson, the Advisory Council on Alzheimer's Research, Care, and Services of the National Plan to Address Alzheimer's Disease authorized a committee to help bring consistency to the use of the terms. What's the difference between Alzheimer's disease and dementia? Quote, dementia is a clinical syndrome, which means it has a set of clinical features of the disease. Alzheimer's disease, though, implies that there's an underlying biological cause of the dementia. Often we get these two terms confused, end quote, said Peterson. Clearing up the confusion. The initiative is organized into three groups: researchers and scientists, clinicians, and public stakeholders. Focus groups, which included people from underrepresented groups, also were asked to look at the various cultural issues surrounding this language. Quote, how the term dementia is used in one group might be quite different from how it's used in another group. We put all of these inputs together and came up with a framework that we hope is going to help sort out how these terms should be used so that everybody is using them consistently, end quote. Peterson said the goal is not to change any definitions of any disease, but rather to clarify how different expert groups are defining the diseases. Quote, is it clinically, is it biologically, or is it a combination of clinical and biologic features? So the framework is meant to characterize those distinctions, end quote, said Peterson. Quote, we hope by clarifying how people are using these terms, we'll be better able to communicate with patients and families when we discuss a disease like Alzheimer's disease, end quote. the next steps. Peterson said the next step is going to be a beta test of the new framework. Quote, in the next phase of this exercise, we're going to ask clinicians, primary care physicians, and specialty clinicians to actually use this framework to see if it helps them explain the underlying diseases to the patients and to the families. We're going to ask patients and families, what did you understand going in? What do you understand going out? Same thing with the clinicians themselves, end quote, said Peterson. Mayo Clinic, the difference between good stress and bad stress. London. It may be surprising to hear, but medically speaking, not all stress is bad. Healthy stress levels help build resilience, said Safia Dabar, MBBS, a stress management expert at Mayo Clinic Healthcare in London. In this expert alert, Dr. Dabar explains the difference between good and bad stress and how to tell when you are in danger of overload. Stress is a physical and psychological reaction to a demand, and that demand can be anything, Dabar said. Stress that is good for us and may even give us a sense of well-being is eustress, the opposite of distress. The same event, for example, getting married, might provoke either one, Dabar said. Quote, it's about the perception of that stress and how your body is actually handling it, end quote, Dabar said. Quote, chronic stress will impact every organ system in the body. You might feel anxiety, depression, and digestive issues, for example, end quote. Stress prompts a cascade of reactions within the mind and body as you mount a stress response, Dabar said. Under normal stress, a person starts at a baseline of relaxation, encounters a stressor, the stress response begins, rises to a peak, and then comes back down to baseline. Among the physical changes that may occur when you perceive a threat, the sympathetic nervous system and production of the primary stress hormone, cortisol, activate. Thinking becomes negative as you experience or anticipate something bad. Attention becomes hyper-focused on what is happening. The heart, lungs, and muscles prepare for you to fight or run. There is increased heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing rate as the body needs to deliver more oxygen to cells. Muscles tense. The digestive and reproductive systems aren't needed, so their activities slow. The immune system turns its attention from fighting microscopic invaders such as viruses or cancer cells and goes into an inflammatory mode, increasing its production of proteins called cytokines that adjust this process. When someone realizes the threat is past, the body begins to repair itself from this response and, quote, tidy up, end quote. It shifts to a repair, renew, and growth state as the stress response is mopped up. Physically, breathing and heart rate slow down, blood pressure normalizes, you take more expansive breaths, muscular tension eases, the digestive and reproductive systems resume normal activity, and you may begin to connect with others to recount the threat you just experienced, Dabar said. Quote, if you go up in stress and then come back down, you have completed our cycle. There's no wear and tear, there's no damage, end quote, Dabar said. Quote, in fact, it's probably good for you because it leads to greater resilience, end quote. However, when someone is repeatedly under too much stress, the ability to go back to baseline slowly starts to wane, Dabar said. Quote, you can go up in stress and stay there, having a prolonged response. This is when you're hypervigilant. You're wired but tired. You're anxious, end quote, Dabar said. Quote, or life has thrown at you so many stressors that you respond inadequately. It is the lack of recovery rather than the actual stressor itself that is critical. After a while, you may just numb out and show no response, end quote. Chronic stress can have long-term health effects. People feel ongoing physical symptoms or find that lifestyle changes do not seem to help should consult with their healthcare team, Dabar said.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.